What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your beautiful Tuesday, August 23rd. Tuesday, August 23rd. We're going through the Engaging Heaven Today devotional. Please pick it up if you want. And thank you for your support and your love for the podcast. I love how this community is growing. Our scripture is found in Romans chapter 8, verse 9. It says, "You are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. And if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his." We're talking about controlled by the spirit. God wanted a relationship, but the Israelites, they wanted a king. So true. And people haven't changed from then until now. Every religion in this world is based on a set of rules. Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, every one of them has requirements. But then God steps in and says he wants a relationship. Now, grace doesn't empower you to sin, Romans 6:2. In fact, it holds you to a higher standard because holy life means you're controlled by the Spirit. Forget other people's standards because that's the Word of God is your standard. A relationship with Jesus is the greatest standard one could ever have. Listen to him. Is there something you shouldn't be doing? Let it go. Are there things you should be doing? Do them. Holiness is not me or your pastor or your best friend telling you what to do. Holiness is listening to the Spirit, giving control completely over to him, and having a glorious relationship with your Father. Engaging heaven. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Ask yourself, is this something the Holy Spirit wants in my life? And don't worry about others. You know, being controlled by the Spirit, you know, it's kind of a funny title, but you're really not, right? You're led. You're led by the Spirit. The Holy Spirit in us is, you know, it's like that silent inner checkmaker. You know what I mean? Like, I was driving in California a couple weeks ago with my son, and I was on my way to preach, and I said, "Man, let's put on some worship and ask the Lord to speak to you." And he was like, well, what I said was, "Do you want to pray for people after the meeting with me? We'll call down fire on people." And he said, "Yeah, Daddy, but when I try and then you come, it really works." And I said, "Man, look, you're growing into your fullness. You know, your hands aren't bigger than mine right now, but that's your full hand, right? Just like the Lord, we grow into who we'll become." So I said, "Look, I'm going to put on worship. I want you to just listen to what the Lord has to say." And he didn't really know how to hear God's voice. He's trying to hear me like I'm talking to you. I said, "No, Isaac, you hear him on the inside. It's a voice in your heart that just tells you what's right, what's wrong. It's the Lord's voice. You learn to hear it. You learn to hone it in and clarify it." And when I think of control by the Spirit, I think that's you, the listener right today, learning how to listen to that still small voice. When there's a knife in your hand, you know you can't murder somebody, not just because it's a law, but because you know it's wrong, right? There's a voice telling you, "Nah, you ain't gonna stab that person. You can't do this. You know the attitude's wrong. You know not doing this is right." You know what I mean? Like, you just learn how to walk with the voice of the Lord, right? And eventually, you're not going to sound as crazy to think there's a knife in your hand and you can't entertain these thoughts. You just know that's foolish. We don't do that. That's demonic. We don't do that. But that's everything. It's temptation. It's sin. It's learning how to be led by the Spirit. Today, a lot of people don't want to be led by the Spirit. Led by the Spirit means that you need to deal with conviction. Led by the Spirit means that there needs to be other, like avenues where the Lord can reach out to you. And if we demand that God only speaks to us on a Sunday or just through our home group leader, we're going to miss out on what God's really trying to do, because it's an everyday walk being controlled by the Spirit, being yielded to the Holy Ghost. That's really the better way to put it. We're yielded to the Holy Spirit. And it's your yes and your ability to just lay everything down, focus on Jesus. Like, it's that right there that allows the nations and the world to be changed through your life, right? It's being controlled by the Spirit. So every single day, you know, you read on, put on the armor of God. Are you putting it on, right? You might need to be a cheesy, you know, you might need to be that swirly, you know, hyper-prophetic person. It might do you some good. Wake up and act like you're putting that helmet on. Put that breastplate on. Put that belt on. Put those shoes on. Even if you got to walk out the motions, whatever works for you to be led by the Holy Ghost, let's do it. Because, you know, there's a tragedy I'm grateful for this podcast, and I'm grateful for you listening to it. We're talking about 8 minutes or so a day. You can do that. What I'm grateful for is people that want to get the thought. They want to, the quick devotion. They do want to start their day off right. I pity the fool that runs out of their day without talking to the Lord. You're not going to overcome anything in your life. If you're just running out in the flesh, then that means all you're doing is responding in the flesh. You can't live that way. We have to be led by the Holy Spirit and allowing God's views to impact ours. Right? I don't want an area of my life that I feel like, oh, I'm good, God, you know I got this. No, it's all Him. And we need to keep it Him and constantly remind ourselves that it's Him. So we're not caught in, you know, a place we shouldn't be. It is all for God. It is all God's. And today, be controlled by the Spirit. Be possessed. You believe in possession, right? Oh, that person has a demon. You believe demons could possess people. Well, it's time for the Holy Ghost to possess you. And as you do, you're going to notice gifts and callings you didn't even realize. You're going to notice a faith and a peace that surpasses understanding. You're going to be enlightened to a whole other dimension of God when you do. And so today, that's what I want you to focus on. You need to focus on being led by the Holy Ghost and allowing the Spirit of God to touch and change your life. Because those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so I'm really grateful for what the Lord's doing in your life. And we got to continue. We got to continue listening and leaning into the Holy Spirit. It's not a one-time thing. It's not a one-time moment. It's not just, okay, I did it for a day. No, it's making a life of this supernatural with God. Good word. Great Tuesday. That's it for today. Thank you for rocking with Engage Heaven today. And tomorrow we'll be talking about identity. Can't wait. And just so y'all know, I don't actually read these ahead. That was it. I read them live with you, and you get my gut response to all these devotionals. So that's how it works. It's not being unprepared. We got a devotional, but I love processing the Bible together every single day live. It's incredible and it's fresh. We love y'all. We'll see you tomorrow.